Up and Happy Television proudly presents...
Ho ho ho, a musical carol.
Part 2.
Yay, it is Christmas time in merry old England 2010 AD, and Dr. Strangelove, alias Ebenezer, had previously visited the future and ripped off one of his own songs so that he could sing it in the present and become rich before his time. Does that make sense?
Does it ever?
Well, yes, anyway, Ebenezer Strangelove and the ghostly Professor Happy Hat are about to appear on the TV show Top of the Morning, performing their recently ripped off number one hit, It's Christmas Time, It's Time to Be Stupid.
Everybody ready to be stupid?
Yay!
Well, that's good, because we are...
Hey,
hit it!
Hello, hello, I'm Big Strange. It's Strange!
It's Christmas time, it's time to be stupid. It's Christmas time, it's time to be mad. It's Christmas time, it's time to be stupid. It's Christmas time, it's time to be mad. And the whole world will agree with us when it comes to being daft. They'll dance around like acorns this Christmas time. So jump outside your trousers, for it's time to be mad.
What the? Hey! What's going on?
I think somebody's pulled the plug.
Yeah, they've pulled the plug because everybody's skint and we don't have enough pennies for the meter.
No, it's not because you're skint. It's because there's a big dollop of snow on the power lines.
No, there isn't.
I wish a big dollop of snow would land on top of you.
And a very merry to you too, sir.
Cratchit? Is that you?
No, sir. I have a cold.
Did you know that in the future you were originally singing this song?
Shush, you fool. Don't want to give the game away. Besides, the Top of the Morning crowd are getting a bit cheesed off. They need entertaining. You better go out there and tell a few jokes.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Dr. Strange Glove Comedy Hour. I will make you laugh. I shall make you cry. I shall stick my head up a pig, and I'll make you wonder why I'm the funniest man alive. Here goes. Where does a general keep his armies? I'll say that again. Where does a general keep his armies? That's armies. Do you know? Do you?
Up his sleeves.
Oh, you've just gone and spoilt it now. You realise that... Oh.
Hey, that's him, officer. And it's that mad doctor. He stole my joke.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, no. Dr. Strangelove's jokes aren't going down too well.
When do they ever? Come on, pass me that large sheet of sandpaper and come on stage with me. Oh, and bring Tiny Ollie.
What, me?
And now, ladies and jelly spoons, I welcome you to the new sound of the millennium. It is the Itchy Titchy, a.k.a. the sandpaper song.
What do I do? What do I do?
Oh, simple. You grab a key and you scrape it down this huge sheet of sandpaper that we've now got hanging on the wall behind us.
Oh, yes!
Hit it!
The sandpaper song. 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 Dig that crazy itching beat. The sandpaper song. 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 Dig that crazy itching beat.
Oh, I've gone all itchy.
I need to have a bit of a scratch.
Oh, that was good. I enjoyed that.
Yes, and I really enjoyed the bit where Professor Happy Hat picked up Tiny Ollie and was rubbing him up and down against the sandpaper.
Yes, thank you, Happy Hat.
Well, I had to, didn't I? Because I'd lost my key.
Now then, Professor Happy Hat, if we didn't get to Christmas number one, I do not know.
Well, keep fingers, toes, eyes, tonsils and everything crossed.
Never mind that, let's turn on the television and find out.
Who'd throw that out? Perfectly good television.
Hello, this is the news. The Queen has just been kidnapped by aliens. But it doesn't matter, as they had a permit to invade.
Nice to see they've still kept the old newsreaders.
In other news, the winner of the Who'll Get a Christmas Number One Hit Record in the Charts This Week competition will be announced shortly, right after this advert.
Hey, do you suffer with hemorrhoids?
And now back to the news. In third place was Ed the Geezer Strange Glove with It's Christmas Time, It's Time to Be Stupid.
Oh, well, at least you came third.
That's not good enough. I wanted to be the best, so badly.
In second place was Dr. Strangeglove and the Itchy Titchy Group with the Sandpaper Song.
Hooray, we get a mention.
Well, how about that? We get a second and a third place.
But who came first? I want to know who came first.
And the winners of the Christmas number one competition are the Fairy Pods with the seasonal peanut and gherkin egg song.
What? Christmas.
Peanut and gherkin egg.
Christmas.
Peanut and gherkin egg.
Egg.
What the world really needs is a
seasonal
pickled peanut gherkin egg.
Egg.
I want to eat them all up.
Oh great, they ripped us off. Now what are we gonna do?
I'm going to speak to these damn fairy pods. Excuse me, but are you a fairy pod?
Yeah.
And did you rip off my music?
Yeah, we did. So what?
Ripping other musicians off is wrong. And that goes for ripping off real people too. You should never have done this, you slimy three-toed sloth.
Ooh, sorry.
You're really very sorry, aren't you?
Yes.
And that goes for you people at home too. Remember, kids, copying is wrong.
Yeah, remember, kids, copying is wrong.
Yeah, remember, kids, copying is wrong.
Yeah, remember, kids, copying is
wrong.
Hey,
do you mind? I'm trying to make a valid point here. Ayy! Oh, no, here we go.
Ayy!
Oh, and the E-moll, too. Oh, now we've got the Scotsmen with their baggy bagpipes and there's cannons going off and women screaming and babies crying and going all over the place. And oh no, not another episode ending in total chaos. Oh no, dear God, I cannot stand this anymore.
Excuse me, Dr. Strangelove, but might I just say a few words?
You've hardly spoken, so go on then.
God bless us, everyone.
Hey! They like it! The crowd liked that one! Well, it's about bloody time they did like something on this stupid bloody show! I'm Ebenezer Strangeglove, and this is my Christmas! Happy New Year and all that jazz!